Hi there, friends. For this episode, I wish that I could say that I was recording this podcast episode from the balcony of a beachfront hotel or something like that. I'm recording this from the floor of my closet, and there's clothes piled next to me, so it is definitely not that glamorous, but we are talking about vacations today, so I'm taking myself there in my mind. Are you thinking about taking a vacation this summer? We are just a few months out, and if you are considering taking a vacation this year, whether that is a Disney trip with your whole entire family, or maybe you're dreaming about a getaway with your spouse, or possibly you're just thinking about taking like a little weekend camping trip or something a little bit closer to home, I want you to listen into this episode because we are going to be talking about three steps that you want to take if you want to fit a summer vacation into your budget this year. Because what we're not going to do, friends, is just kind of fly by the seat of our pants because we're money mindful, and that's not what money mindful people do. So we're going to talk about it today. So grab your favorite beverage, grab a pen and paper, and let's get to it. Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Okay, so I have a confession to make. I normally have very detailed notes every time that I record a podcast. And today it just didn't happen, and the podcast just needed to be recorded. And so I am currently sitting here with like three bullet points and a prayer and a dream and a hope and a wish. And so if you actually hear this episode like this as it is, that means that I got through it without my very detailed notes. And so let's all just say a little round of applause for me. Hopefully this episode is as good in my head as I will be able to verbalize it. But here we go. So today we're talking about taking trips and vacations this summer and making sure that they fit into your budget. So I want to tell you a story before we even dive into my three tips here, because gosh, back literally right out of college, my then boyfriend, now husband, Abe and I, we went on a little trip. We did like a little backpacking. I don't know if I would call it backpacking. It was a college type trip right after we graduated from college. We figured if we don't do it now, we won't be able to do it later on in life. So we went with a tour company, and it was a bunch of like 22-year-old people that were all on this tour, staying in hostels, that sort of thing. And then when the tour ended, we decided that we wanted to stay a little bit longer. We had planned to stay a little bit longer. And we kind of just last minute decided to go to Scotland. And we had been in Europe with this tour company, and then we got on the train, we went over to Scotland. And when we got there, we still had a week left. And we had not planned out our finances for this trip at all. Like, the level of cringe that I have thinking about the lack of planning that went into this, not just financially, like the whole thing. It was just like, we're going to go to Scotland. We got over there and we ran out of money. We did not have enough money to finish out the trip that we had. And thank God we were able to change our flight without a fee and just go home early. But we had to do that because we did not plan for how we were actually going to pay for everything. And so that is the exact opposite of what I want for you this summer. I don't want you stressing. I don't want you changing plans, cutting things short, having to scramble last minute because we failed to plan. And so I want to paint a different picture for you now. I want you to think about coming home from your vacation. Let's say it's July, you wrap up a week-long vacation, you and your family did a road trip up and down the coast of California, and you stopped at all the fun places. You ate lots of great food. You went to parks and Disneyland and did all the things. And you get home, and the only stressful part of coming home is unpacking, because we all hate unpacking, right? The only stressful part is the unpacking. Not the money, not the how am I going to now pay this off because now it's on a credit card, not the I wish we hadn't spent money on that, but this feels really good. This feels really good because it was planned for and paid for, and we checked all the boxes and did all of the things that we wanted to do. And that truly is entirely possible for you, but it's going to take some planning ahead. And so let's talk about if you want to take a vacation this year, what do we need to do first? There's three things that I want you to do right now, because we don't have a lot of time, you guys. It's only a few months away. So the first thing that I want you to do is I want you to research, okay? You are going to do step one, research. Where do you want to go? But don't just stop with where you want to go. We need to figure out exactly how much it's all going to cost you. You know, a mistake that I see people make is they will just look up the cost of the flights and the cost of the hotel and say, well, that's how much it's going to cost. But is that how much it's going to cost? Because what is the food situation like there? Are you able to make meals where you're staying? Or if you're camping, you're going to be bringing your own meals with you? Or are you going to have to be eating out on most of the meals? What about any excursions that you want to take? What about transportation once you get there? Are you renting a car? Are you using public transportation? And so if you really truly desire to take a trip this year and you have a very specific destination in mind, you have to. Like don't be me, 22-year-old me, who just kind of shows up and hopes that it all works out, because as you heard, it didn't work out for us. Figure all of this out now. Get a dollar amount figured out. So go on your computer, do some research, add it all up, and get a total dollar amount for what you think this trip is going to cost you. The number two thing that you are going to do is you are going to take that number that you just came up with, and you're going to divide it by the number of months that you have between now and when you want to go. So right now, as I'm recording this, it is like early to mid-April. So let's say that you want to go in July. Okay, so we have April, May, June, July. We're 3 months away from when you want to go. And you figured out that your trip is going to cost $3,000. I'm assuming that you don't have anything set aside for it. But if you do, kudos to you. We can take that money and figure that out with your totals here. But let's say you had no money set aside. It's a $3,000 vacation. You're 3 months away. That's $1,000 a month between now and when you go. So you need to figure out how much you need to set aside every month. And the third step, and one of the most important parts of this whole process, is figuring out if you can even do that and readjusting if necessary. So let's say you look at that and you're like, oh my gosh, there's no way. We don't have an extra $1,000 each month between now and then that we can put towards it. Okay. That's fine. So we need to readjust something. So we either need to readjust what we're doing. Like, are we going to a different place altogether, or are we downsizing the idea in our head that we already had? So let's say you look at that and you're like, there's just no way that we can afford this trip to Disney with our family and stay at a Disney hotel. Okay, well, so is it feasible to then say we can still do Disney, but we just need to stay in a much less expensive place and then figure out your numbers from there? Or do we need to scrap it all together? You know, some of you might be sitting here like, I couldn't even afford like $100 a month between now. So maybe this year, what it's going to look like for you is backyard camping. It's going to look like doing fun things and staying local, but doing things together as a family and not skipping it all together. You know, I think sometimes we have this sort of all or nothing mentality. If we can't take a vacation to, Disney World and fly across the country and stay there for 10 days, then we're just, that means that we're these terrible parents who aren't doing anything fun for our kids, when that could not be farther from the truth. Your kids are going to love spending time with you. And I know that you would love for that experience to be in a different setting, but I promise that you spending time with them in and around your city, in your own home, doing fun things together as a family is going to be impactful and meaningful to them as well. So our three steps to recap. Number one, you are going to figure out where you're going and what you're doing and how much all of that is going to cost. Number two, you are going to break that down into a dollar amount per month between now and then. And then number three is you're going to readjust. And so if those numbers work out, great. And if the numbers don't, you're going to tweak it and fix it and work with it until you come up with a plan that does work within your budget. I hope this was helpful. Thanks for coming along this ride with me as I just kind of shared from the heart without my detailed notes. I think it went okay. Maybe you think differently, and I'm going to go back to using my notes because I think it's more helpful for me anyways, but we do what we got to do and we make it work, and we're busy moms and we got to get it done. And so we got it done. And I hope that it was still just as helpful as all of the other episodes, and I will see you guys back here next time. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.